I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 20th, 2026. A record-breaking $37 million was spent in the GOP primary between Northern Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie and Ed Gallrine. Kentucky Public Radio's Joe Sonka breaks down who funded the PAC ads that blanketed the airwaves.
New FEC filings show that Super PAC spent more than $25 million on independent ads seeking to influence the primary. The majority of spending was in support of Trump-endorsed Gallrine, who won by 10 percentage points. Several billionaire GOP donors and private equity bankrolled the highest-spending PAC supporting Gallrine. Two pro-Israel PACs also combined to spend $8 million in their effort to defeat Massie, who supports cutting off military aid to Israel. Several PACs spent nearly $10 million on ads supporting Massie. A large majority of that spending was funded by a so-called dark money group that does not have to disclose its donors. Gallrine faces Democrat Melissa Strange in the general election for the heavily Republican U.S. House district. I'm Joe Sonka in Louisville.
A longtime state lawmaker from eastern Kentucky is expected to formally enter the 2027 governor's race tomorrow. In a social media post, Rodkey Atkins said he'll make an announcement at 4 p.m. at the Burl, a live music venue in Lexington. He narrowly lost the 2019 Democratic gubernatorial primary to now Governor Andy Beshear. He resigned as senior advisor to Beshear earlier this month. Atkins would become the second member of the administration to enter the race behind Lieutenant Governor Jacqueline Coleman. Efforts are being made to manage the free-roaming horse population in eastern Kentucky. Lily Burris has more.
The Appalachian Horse Center in Breathitt County is a nonprofit organization that helps the region's free-roaming horses by providing them hay and salt or taking them in addition to some medical care. Originally, some of the horses were part of grazing agreements with landowners, but since the economic crisis in 2008, the population has exploded as owners have turned more horses loose. Shawnice Wade is the center's executive director. She says these horses have been around for decades, despite the recent boom.
If you start talking to the local folks, they can recall coming to see the horses as children. That was recreation for their family, and then to grow up and have their own kids and bring them out to see them.
The Appalachian Horse Center works to maintain the health of the horses, and other organizations are trying to manage populations through gelding and birth control. In all, horse herds are roaming roughly 9 eastern Kentucky counties. I'm Lily Burris in Breathitt County.
In theaters across the city, the Louisville Film Society will show 17 movies during the annual Flyover Film Festival. Many of them were created by local filmmakers. One Louisville family will premiere a documentary about 9-year-old Kyle McElroy, who died of a rare pediatric brain cancer in 2021. It's called 499 Days. McElroy's uncle, Jamie Buckner, is the director of the film that they've spent 5 years creating.
We want to share just Kyler and how incredible he was. What a sweet, just special little boy. The way he marched through this journey together, somehow or another still smiling and, you know, just kind of loving life all the way through despite all of the hardships he was hit with left and right.
The film is set to debut August 1st at 2 p.m. at the Kentucky Science Center. It's one of 4 they're showing during the festival's Ideas in Action series. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.